You got your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. It's where we're going to be in the reading of God's Word this morning. I hope I can give you the message that the Lord has given me for you. I prayed earnestly this week for what God would have us preach. This is the message that I feel that the Lord has given us specifically for you. If you would, let's stand for the reading of God's Word. You find your place, say amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, breaking in about the 20th verse. The Bible says, "Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Carest not for it, but if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also, he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price." Let me say again, ye are bought with a price. "Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God." Brother Todd, would you ask the blessing? Amen. You can be seated. Today I want to preach a message entitled, "Call of Duty." We all have a call of duty. Here in this chapter we see the call of duty as God's people not to be distracted by the things of the world. We know what Scriptures tells us when He said to come out from among the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. This is what the Bible tells us. Over in 2 Timothy 1:9, the Bible says, "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given in Christ Jesus before the world began." He has saved us by His grace, and He has called us to His glory. He's called us to do His will in this life. One day after a while, He's going to step out on a cloud and He's going to call us to glory, amen? And it'll be wonderful when we get over there. But you know, the word duty is the feeling that you must do something about it. That's what the word duty means. You want to do something about it. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. When you came down here and give your life to the Lord and said, "Yes, Lord, I want You as my personal Savior. Come into my heart and abide forever, Lord. I thank You for saving me." You were called to duty right then. And as we're called to duty, we're put into training and we learn how to work and live and honor God in our lives. But I'm afraid this day of time, our eyes have been blinded. We have put on blinders to things and we've got our eyes off of the Lord and we've got focused upon the world. But the Lord has told me this morning to tell you, there's a call of duty that you need to remember. There's a call of duty as children of God. There's some things that you've got to know that the Lord has given me. Number one, you need to be loyal to your calling. Can I get a witness this morning? I'm talking to everybody this morning. We need a call of loyalty to the Lord. In Psalms 37, verse 5, the Bible says, "Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall," what? "Bring it to pass." He'll bring it to pass. You need to trust in Him with all of your ways. I wonder if our ways this week honored the Lord. In all of our ways, I dare to say that every way that I went this week honored Him perfectly. I'm a failure in a lot of areas, and I fail in a lot of things. But I'm glad that He that lives within me is greater than he that's without of me. Amen. He leads me in all ways of truth and righteousness for His name's sake. Job said in 13:15, he said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I will maintain my own ways before Him because I trust Him. Though He slay me, will you live for Him this morning? Though things go bad in your life, will you be loyal to live for Him and honor Him in this calling that you've got? Is your calling for your joy and for your benefit? Are you going to live to yourself and not to God? Are you going to do things that honor you and not honor Him? I'm glad that we got to, Paul said we die daily to the flesh, but we live to Christ Jesus. We've got to crucify this flesh that He may be glorified. We got to keep our eyes on Him that we can keep our eyes off of the world. We've got to focus on His will and not our will, amen, that He would be glorified in our life, amen. He begins to tell us about loyalty, that we need to be loyal. And over in 1 Corinthians 15:58, he said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain." Your labor is not in vain. What you do when people don't pat you on the back and you don't get any recognized for what you do, the Lord knows what you've done. He appreciates that loyalty. He'll bless that loyalty if you'll honor Him. Don't honor man, but honor God. Live for Him. Be loyal to God, and God will bless your life. I've memorized these scriptures in my life, and I've had to go back and learn them again because our mind is weak. As we get older, I've forgot more than I'll ever know. But I'm glad when I get in the scriptures, it stirs up my pure mind. I remember as a young child being taught in school, and Lord blessed me to go to Christian school for just a little while, the last part of my learning career. And when I was in Christian school, they taught us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the works of God. At that time, it didn't mean much to me. I didn't understand it at that time. But as I've grown in the Lord and learned in the Lord, I've learned what it means to be loyal to the Lord, and I've learned to be steadfast before God, that He be glorified with my life. It's going to take a steadfastness here in these last days to stand against the wiles of the devil. There's more things to do right now out of the will of God. It's enticing right now. There's more stuff on a phone than they've ever been in your life. I remember growing up as a young teenage boy. You listen to me here, you young boys. The devil's got traps for you, and he'll want to draw you out and make your eyes go from the things of God to the things of the world. And we get drawn away of our own lust, our own pride of life, and we'd get out of the will of God. It wasn't God getting out of the will. It was us getting out of the will because we forgot about our loyalty to Him. Can I hear from you this morning? I don't know about you, young ladies, I ain't never been a woman, didn't ever want to be a woman. But I'll tell you one thing, as a young man, it's easy to get my eyes off of the things of God because I wanted to do the things of the world. I was young and growing, and I just wanted to take on the world. I felt like a he-man, and I wanted to do what I wanted to do. But I'll tell you what that'll do. That'll draw you away from God and His will. God is looking for some loyalty out of some people. He ain't looking for somebody to come and get born again and say, "Well, I'm saved. I'm going to live any way I want to. I'm going to do what I want to. I'm saved, and I'll just do whatever I want to do." That's not a child of God. If you can go out in the world and live in the world and live like a hellion, I'm telling you this morning, you ain't never been born again. I got about four amens this morning. When He said to come out from among the world and be ye separate, brother, He meant come out from among you. He didn't say go out and dilly-dally in and play in it and see what it's like because you're saved. It's okay. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you this morning, it matters. It matters to live a holy God and be loyal to God and be faithful to His service and be the children of God He's called us to be. We need to be filled with the Spirit, not filled with the world. We need to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, not sensitive to the things of the devil. Now, does that mean we can't go out and have a good time? We can have a good time. They gathered last night at our brothers and sisters' house, had a wonderful time, Christian fellowship. They wasn't cussing and drinking and doing the things of the world, but they was honoring God in fellowship and trying to be a blessing to other people. I'll tell you what we need to do. If you're around people that's drawing you away from God, here's the secret. Get away from them. That'll break your loyalty between you and God. Hanging with the wrong crowd. I said it'll break your loyalty between you and God. Well, it won't hurt. You know, they're my friends. I'm just going to go hang out with them. You know, they're going down to the teenage club or they're going down to that adult club. And we're not going down there. We're just going to hang out. You missed the scripture when he said to come out from among the world. God, there's no place in a beer joint for a child of God. Amen. I said there's no place in a beer joint for a child of God. Amen. We need to come out from among that and be ye the light. He said, I was the light. I'm gone away now. Ye are the light of the world. Come out from among that. This stuff's coming straight from heaven right now. I'm telling you. I'm giving you what the Lord's telling me to give you. We need to be loyal to the Lord. Amen. And honor him in our lives. God is blessing our church and we're growing abundantly and the pews are getting full, the parking lot's full. God is doing a great work. Why is God doing that? Because people are being loyal to his service. It's not because of me, it's not because of you, it's because we want to be loyal and honor his blessed and holy name. God, we want to uplift you this morning. It's not about us, Lord, it's all about you. These people sitting before you, Lord, I'm standing before you. We want to be loyal, Lord, to you. That's what we want this morning, is to be loyal to him. Number two, not only do you need to be loyal, but us as children of God need to have a burden. It ain't just for the pastor and the deacons to have a burden. But we need to have a burden for those that are lost and those that are out of God's will. We need to say, God, give me a burden to pray for these people and help these people and love these people. That I wouldn't be the one standing pointing my fingers. When you're standing and pointing your fingers to somebody, that one finger you think so good pointing at everybody, there's three more pointing back at you. Have you ever noticed that? There's three more pointing right back at you. I'm more guilty than they are. So we ought not point fingers. We ought to love them and pray for them and have a burden that God has put upon our hearts. In Matthew 18:11. He says, for the Son of Man is come to save them which are lost. I'm talking about a real burden. You know, the church has started putting out this prayer list right here. I don't know if you notice, our men hand this out when you come in the door. This ain't a piece of paper just to doodle on or to just throw away. But this is actual needs going on in the church. Actual people that need your prayers. This ought not be called a prayer list. This ought to be called a burden list. You ought to have a burden for what's going on this list. And when you get done praying about this list, you can turn over and there's more to pray about there. And when you get done praying about that, there's other stuff to be praying about besides all this. Can I get a witness? Amen. We need to have a burden as children of God. Pray ye one for another. That's what we're to do, is to pray for one another. I don't like what he's doing. I don't care if you don't like what he's doing. Pray for him. If he's doing it for the Lord, we need to pray and ask God to bless him. If he's out of the will of God, we need to pray and ask God to convict him. God, show him the errors of his ways. I know he loves you, Lord, and he needs to do better. God, would you help him? I want to pray. I want to have a burden, Lord, for him. Help me to pray. So we need to ask God for a burden. It's wonderful to be loyal, but we need to have a burden. We need a burden for Sunday school. Our Sunday school classes are growing, and I'm so tickled to death. Brother Dennis is smiling from ear to ear anymore. I can't hardly wipe the smile off of his face. I'm so happy that he's smiling. I'm looking at my other Sunday school teachers. They're smiling. People are coming on, stepping up, wanting to help out in Sunday school. You parents ain't bringing your children. You need to get a burden to bring your children to Sunday school. I got about five out of that. Well, I thought Sunday school was just for children. No. Sunday school is for everyone. That's where we can grow and learn in the Word of God. Yes, you need to preach Word of God. Yes, I'm going to give you everything I can give you. But these teachers can teach you and break it down for you. You can ask questions. You can learn in a mighty way. And you can get a burden like you've never had before. You'll find out things in Sunday school about people that you didn't even know. Maybe you're going through something this week and it's been odd. The whole world has been upon your shoulders. And all of a sudden, somebody in Sunday school starts testifying about what they just come out of and how God brought them out. And it's exactly what you're going through right that moment. God can help you with that burden through a testimony. I appreciate those that testify in this church, and others have said, I testify all the time. I feel like sometimes I'm a broken record. Don't ever stop testifying for the Lord. You be loyal to God. You have that burden for the Lord. You exhort Him with everything that's in you. And God will bless your life for that. And those that don't want to testify, you just testify a little bit more. And it'll be a witness to them. God is telling us to have a burden. Over in Psalms 55, verse 22, he says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I'm telling you, when you're so burdened you don't know what to do, you give that to the Lord. Put it on the Lord. He'll take care of that. He'll meet that need as only he can this morning. He can help you this morning with that burden. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, the Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens. Brother Ronnie, I'm to pray for you. I'm to help bear your burden. When something's going on in your life, we're to communicate with one another. And I'm to pray for you, and you're to pray for me. I may feel down, and I may need your prayers. And you can pray for me, or if I see you've been down, I can pray for you. We bear one another's burdens and help one another out. We work through this thing because we're being loyal. We've got a burden. We love one another. We need to be here for one another. Amen? This thing's not just about these four men on this front row or these men on this front row, but it's about everybody working together. God loves everybody from the front to the back. There's nothing spiritual about the front rows. There's nothing spiritual about the back rows. It's all about the Lord, amen? And working together, and working together. God can be honored if we'll work together. But it's going to take a burden to pray for one another. I wonder if this week, have you thought of anybody in this church and prayed for them? Have you thought in your mind, Brother so-and-so probably needs my prayers. Sister so-and-so seemed like she'd been going through a lot. Needs my prayers. We've got to be loyal to the Lord and have that burden enough that we would be conscious enough to think about people and pray for people. Amen? Church, we'll never grow any farther than we've grown until we get that burden that God wants us to have. And that's for each other. To love each other and care for each other. Check on each other. We've got more capability now to reach out to people than we've ever had in our life. 2 seconds it takes to send a text message. Praying for you today, send. Boom. You wouldn't believe how much that'll help somebody. Used to you'd have to write a letter out and put it in the mail, send it out, and a week later get a letter in the mail. You done seen them probably twice since they wrote the letter the first time. But now you can do it within just seconds. Boom, it's there. He said, when my gospel's preached all over the world, he said, then the end will come. We can get the gospel out now faster than we ever could before. Did you all realize that the last message could be preached right now in the last few seconds, in the next few moments? The last word could be going out. The last call could be going out. The last invitation. The last time something will ever go out, and this thing will be over with. We need to have a burden for God's house and His will in our life. Number three, we need to make a pledge. We need to pledge ourselves, make a pledge to the Lord. In Psalms 91, verse 2, he said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, and my God. I make a pledge, Lord, I'm going to live for You. I'm going to be loyal. I'm going to have a burden, Lord. I pledge that today. I give that to You today. Have you made a pledge to the Lord and not kept it? It's an awful thing to make a vow and break it, especially to the Lord. Well, I don't want to do it because if I do it, then I'm going to be under obligation. If the Lord knows you can do it, He's calling you to do it, and you won't do it, you'll still answer for it today. I'm telling you. I run from God a long time to preach the gospel because I knew I could not do it. I said, God, I can't do it. I went to every preacher I know and wanted them to tell me why I wasn't able to do it. And I went to pastors. I said, please tell me that I'm not qualified. Please tell me God's not calling me. And they just laugh at me, pat me on the back, say, you'll be okay. I thought, you're killing me. Please tell me something so I can get out of this. And you all here today have a calling in your life. You have a call of duty, and that's to be the children of God. I don't care what age you are, how old you are, you can do something for God. Amen. You can be loyal to God. Amen. You can have a burden for God. Because you've made a pledge, amen, to God to live for Him. That's why this morning we all have an obligation. Whatever your calling, whatever your ability, whatever it is you're doing for God, it may not be the pastor, it may not be the song leader, or all these people that you see up here and get seen it week after week. But I'll tell you what you do. You be the best that God has called you to be. Whether you get a pat on the back or not, you be loyal to God and He'll bless your life. I promise you today, He'll bless your life. Many are called, the Bible says, but few are chosen. There've been a lot of men get the call to preach the gospel, but because they so stubborn and backwards and wouldn't surrender the call of God, I've seen that leave them and go to somebody else. Many are called, but few are chosen. I'm glad I was loyal to the Lord and give to the Lord and surrender to the Lord. Over in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2, the Bible says, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. He's become my salvation. We've got a call of duty to honor Him and live for Him, church. Not just part-time, but all the time. God loves you this morning. He wants the best for you. Psalms 56, verse 3, He said, What time I am afraid, I will trust Thee. Anybody ever been afraid? I've been afraid. And all I could do is trust the Lord. I know what's going to happen. But I said, you know what, Lord? I'm just going to trust You. You've been loyal to me, so I'm going to be loyal to You, Lord, and just trust You. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I'm just going to trust You. They was things I've been praying about this week. I know how it's going to work out. And God just worked it out. How do you know He worked it out? Because He confirmed it in His Word. He confirmed it by a witness. And He said, if you'll trust me and live for me and honor me and keep your hands off of it, I'll bless it. And as a pastor, I have to do that. There's a lot of things I want to do. I like to see a lot of things happen. I'm like a ball rolling down a hill. I want things to keep moving. I want it to grow. I want to blow the walls out. I want to build it up. I want everybody at Kingsport to know what's going on here in this valley. And then once all they know, I want everybody in Gate City to know what's going on in this valley. that I wanted to stretch from state to state and city to city to find out there's something going on down in Stanley Valley. We got to find out what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. We're honoring God. We're being loyal to Him. We got a burden to serve Him. And we've given Him our pledge that we're going to live for Him. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see you. I said this a while back. I saw a post about this. I'd like to see you walk so close to God that when a mosquito bites you, it'll fly away singing, "There's power in the blood." That's how close I'd like to see you walking with God. Wouldn't that be wonderful? You fly away. There's power, power, wonder-working power. Amen. Amen. Don't you want that in your life? That'll only come through the loyalty that you'll give God. He won't come by halfway living. I'm glad when I came to the Lord 39 years ago and I kneeled at an old-fashioned altar and I said, "Lord, would you come into my life?" I'm glad He pulled out His big stamp of salvation and stamped my soul, and the devil ain't been able to do a thing with it since. I got news for that sorry devil. He can't do nothing with it in the future. And on down through the future, as long as I breathe breath, he won't be able to do nothing about it. Because one day after a while, he's coming back after what he's purchased. Amen. He's purchased every one of you with a price. You've been bought with a price. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. He's got wonderful things in store for you, but it's going to take loyalty to Him. It's going to take a burden for Him. You're going to have to live up to your vow that you give God and honor Him in your life so you can be blessed in this life. That's what's going to have to happen. I've been asking God how this church can grow to the next level. He said, "You're going to have to remind them about the call of duty I've given them." Every one of us has got a call. Every one of us has got a duty. And we're going to have to stand and honor God. Somebody may call on you this week and say, "I'm sick and I really need you to come. Would you come?" "Well, I'll give you my pastor's number." "No, I want you to come." What are you going to do? Are you going to go? "Oh, I ain't got the words. I don't know what to say." You're a child of God. And God can use you to help people. If you're in the public's eye, you need to be a witness for the Lord. You need to honor Him and live for Him and be loyal to Him, that when people see you, they see the cross. When people see you, they're reminded about the blood. When they see you, they're convicted of their life and they'll say, "I need to go to church and be something like that." Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Somebody said, "You know what? Every week by week, I'd watch you. And you never dishonored God. I watched people jump on you, lie about on you, and do all these things against you. You still honored God. And because of that, it's what brought me to this church today. I wanted to find out what was going on down there in Stanley Valley, that somebody would live as close to God as you're living." Wouldn't that be wonderful? You may never hear that, but I promise you, one day after a while, when we step off on heaven's shore, He brings out that soul winner's crown and He hands it to you, and you'll say, "Lord, surely that's not my crown." He'll say, "Because your loyalty and your burden that you had to live for me, it helped win all these people. I put all these jewels in this crown of everyone that you are a witness to and that came to know me as Savior. I put them here, and here you go." And what'll be good, Brother Earl, is we'll get to take that crown and we'll get to lay it down at the Master's feet and say, "Lord, you're worthy of everything that we've ever done. You're worthy of it." Amen. Won't that be wonderful? That'll be wonderful. We don't live in this life to have any pats on the backs or try to be something more than what God has made us. But we have a call of duty that the Lord has called us. You need to give Him your allegiance. You need to be faithful to Him. You need to honor Him. And by doing that, God will bless His house. Now, I'm not just talking about these four walls. I'm talking about your house. There's a house that you're living in that's within inside you. And that's where the Holy Spirit dwells. And everywhere you go and everything you do and everything you say and everything about you, represents Him. If you're here and you're part of this church, when you go out those doors and go down to your eating place or go to your place of business or whatever, you're representing Vickers Chapel. That is representing the Lord Jesus Christ. So the next time you run somebody out of the road, remember who you're representing. You're representing the Lord and Vickers Chapel. We love you today. He's told me to tell you, you've got a call of duty. What's your duty? What's your calling? Do you know today? As we stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.